B2, number 11A.
Well, I was trying to show you this morning how the concept of a matrix developed in our consciousness during the last war. It was at that time when we began to study those four sides of the holy city. And then, as I showed you, we began to see that those walls, those four walls, had holes in it, namely doors, and that they would reflect, that each side would reflect through those three doors the other three sides. And so the arithmetical, the mathematical representation of this 4 times 4 is represented in a matrix as you have it on the blackboard. You see very well why there are not four doors in each side, because in a matrix it is always the diagonal that is the most important one. The diagonal that runs from the top left to the bottom right, bottom. You can see this is the diagonal, like this, you see. And what you touch is always an aspect in its own nature. Word, word. Word as word, you see. And the next Christ as Christ. Christianity is Christianity. Signs as signs. Namely, its own aspect. But each side of the holy city we have seen has three doors, so it always somehow reflects three other ones. The word as word reflects the word, you can put it like this, the word as word reflects also the word as Christ, and the word as Christianity, and the word as science. See? So each one in its own aspect has always three further sub-aspects. Naturally, the diagonal is the main tone of the subject. Now, this is what we began to see at that time, and we were wondering, really, where we find scriptural or textual authority for this very fact, for this matrix. So, we were considering this, and the very first thing which we saw was the platform in the textbook. You know, in the chapter Signs of Being, at the end there is the platform of Christian Science. And you know something else about that platform, that Mrs. Eddy says that the subject of the class teaching in the primary class is recapitulation, and that the subject of the normal class, where the teachers are, instructed, taught, see, that they should teach from the platform. Actually, up to that point, we were asking everybody who had been through the teacher's class and had asked them, what is the difference of your teaching? Have you been taught from the platform? Why is the platform the higher teaching, that recapitulation? But as far as I can remember, no one could answer that question. What is the difference between recapitulation teaching and platform teaching? Now here we got the answer. The moment we began to see this, it became very evident that the teaching of the platform is a higher teaching than that from recapitulation. That of recapitulation teaches the nature of God through the seven, and then mostly deals with the questions of how those seven are applied to human situation, and how from that standpoint we can deal with the human problem. But the platform is a higher sense. And perhaps
if you stop there.
So the platform, if I want to draw it again here on the blackboard, you know, first it has 32 points in it. Why 32? Well, what is in it is that there are 8 questions on the word. And there are 8 points on the Christ, and 8 on Christianity, and 8 on science. So, 4 times 8 is 32. Why are they 8? There are 8 in each one, because in each one, the subject is presented in its reflecting form, namely the word, in its form as word, Christ, Christianity, and science. 4. 4 times. Not 8 times. 4 times. See, 4 times. So that actually always 2 questions deal with one aspect. You see, two questions deal with the word as the word. 2 with the word as the Christ. 2 with the word as Christianity, 2 with the word as science. That's 4. 4 groups of 2. Why always 2? If you look at those questions, you see that each one of these groups is dealt from 2 different aspects. Namely, one is dealt from absolute Christian science and the other from Christian science. Can you see? The absolutely ordered structure, which says these 32 questions are 4 times 8, or I can say, or let me state it like this, it's that matrix of 4 times 4, 16, but each time from the standpoint of Christian science, and once from the standpoint of absolute Christian science. That makes 16 twice 16, 32. Yes? Now that's the structure of it. And perhaps I would like to just pinpoint that you see how exact, really, this presentation of the platform is. I'm sure that everyone has studied the platform, because the introduction to the platform is very promising. It says that this is the highest teaching, and what is further said, that it enables for instantaneous healing or something. Well, I shouldn't say anything which is, I'm not quite sure. But you know, she introduces that platform as saying that this is a very high form of teaching. And therefore one has always been studying those statements. And has anybody seen what really is meant by it? I never saw anybody. I asked all the teachers that went through the normal class, anyway those who I knew, and they all said, no, we haven't been taught what the platform is. We don't know what those 32 statements are, except what is written in it. But when you read it, now, with a classified, divinely classified consciousness, you know, then you can't help noticing that after the 8 statements, after the first 8 statements, you have a definite break. Namely, up to that, you have the word. And all that there is said is about the creative nature of God. Perhaps we could call him the creator. God as the creator. That's 1 to 8. The moment you come to the 9th, you can't help feeling. You see, the moment you have that structure consciousness, you can't help feeling that she goes over now to a second category, namely the Christ. And in that Christ, she gives over 8 points
the translation sense of the Christ. Translation. We know translation as the Christ now, as far as we have learned it, see. Then, the third eight, you feel at once that she leaves the text of explaining what is the Christ Jesus, and the eternity of the Christ. She leaves that completely and goes over to a complete different subject. And she tries to show their Christianity as reflection. And you remember how we had reflection as Christianity, as the main term of it. The outcome. Always think when you want to remember what Christianity is, what Mrs. N said, it is the outcome of the Christ idea. Therefore it's always at the point of idea. Idea reflecting the Creator. And so she gives 8 points about reflection, and then she changes it suddenly and comes to science and gives the sense of understanding. Wow. Can you see already some order in those 32? 8 statements about God Himself as the Creator. Then 8 statements about how God translates itself as the Christ to humanity. Then 8 statements of Christianity, namely, what is the outcome of this translation, namely, an infinite reflection of being. Then the last 8 statements, everything about understanding science. That's easy, isn't it? Or logical. All right. Now, if you look at these 8, therefore, in this whole 4 times 4, 16, there is in every department there are 2, as I said. See, 2 statements like that. Always first from the absolute and from the relative. And the absolute, the relative. I can't go into all of them because I have still a big program before me, but I just want to show how she develops now the word sense of Creator as the word by saying at the beginning how God is the word of life. Word as word. And then she in those 2 questions. And then she comes to the word as Christianity. You see, now she has to give a Christ sense of that Creator. She said, quite easily, she said, that Creator has a creation, expresses itself as a creation. You see, Christ is the translation, has a creation. And when she comes to Christianity, here, you see, then she gives the further sense and says that this creation is included in the Creator. It's not just the out, it gives the sense of the all-in-all of the Creator. That God is not only all here, as in the Word, but that He expresses Himself as the all, and therefore as Christianity, which always has that sense of reflection, is all-in-all. And finally, it gives the statement, or the important statement in science, where she gives the Creator as that divine person of life, truth, and love. Can you see that? Where she shows that all, and the great sense of oneness there. Can you see what the matrix wants to do? It sticks to this top. But it says, because it cannot stay, it cannot be alone, it must reflect in some sense all the 4. It sticks to the Creator and says, first, as the Word, I am what I am, namely, I am the Word of life. I am the Creator. And because I have a Christ, I express myself, and Georgie explains how God expresses itself. What is expressed is the idea, and to become to Christianity, and she explains that creator as the all in all. And then comes to science and says, after all, it's not all in all, because we know that in is obsolete in science, but just gives the oneness of the creator, of being, really. Then, these are the first eight. Then she goes to the second and explains now the Christ. From that point on, you see at once that the subject just changes, as if in the book you would come to another chapter, as if on a stage the curtain goes down and another scenery is prepared, and then the curtain goes up and something completely new stands there. And there we have the Christ, which where she shows first as the Word, the Christ says, I am translating myself. I'm translating myself. I'm the Christ, and Josie explains how it translates itself. Then shows how this revelation of Christ, where God says, I have a Christ and I reveal myself a Christ, comes always right down in its translated sense as idea, as Jesus Christ and so on. And shows the difference between Jesus and Christ and so on, that's now the translated sense of the Christ in the flesh. But then when she comes to Christianity, which we know as the infinite reflection, as the universe, she shows that that Christ has always come through all ages to everybody, to Abraham, Jacob, Joseph and so on, that it isn't just Jesus, that it has a universal meaning, that Christ. And so she gives in two points the universal sense of the Christ that has ever come to every age and to everybody who was receptive for it. Can you see that? And then she goes further on, that Christ translates itself to the point of science, where she speaks about the eternity of the Christ and says that Christ has really nothing to do with coming from God, showing itself in the human as a man, Jesus, or even as that which has always come to every age in Christianity, but is eternally living as a divine idea. The eternity of the Christ. All when we come to science, you know, process is over and we have being. Is that difficult to see? Say yes.
A little.
A little. Now we had made a nice compromise. But it's not, you see, this is all a matter of culturing. But it's rhythmic, it's dynamic. See, where we don't say, well, there was a Christ that Mary was giving birth to Jesus, but that was not the Christ. But then we come down and say, well, it appeared in spite of the flesh. And then in Christianity and saying, this is not a single happening, not a single translation. Always when we come to Christianity, it's the universal sense that's come to all ages and is still coming to all ages, and finally says, well, it's just the divine idea in being, the eternity of the Christ. She takes the third set of eight, which has that great sense of reflection. It's that where she begins now to show the reflected sense of being, where the focus is on idea. And she says here very nicely, she says, well, what is really reflection? She says, well, spirit, the infinite spirit, is infinitely reflected as infinite ideas of spirit. States that. The word always states, you know, always a presentation of the subject. Presentation of subject said, spirit, the infinite spirit, is infinitely reflected as ideas of spirit. Then it comes to the point of Christ. It says, well, what do these ideas do, these infinite ideas that are reflected? What are they here? Are they just standing there as mummies or what? She said, no, they constantly evolve. They have a Christ. Here now, the ideas evolve. They have a Christ, and they constantly evolve and evolve in the order of being. And so they evolve, and we come to Christianity, to the universal sense again, where she says, and these ideas are really ranging from the infinitesimal to the infinite. They have such a wide range that they cover everything. And finally, she comes to the last point of science, where she says, and God and man are coexistent. Spirit and spiritual ideas are coexistent, they are one. Again, whenever you come down to the bottom, you see of science, she brings out that oneness. And they are one. These ideas have not departed from spirit and are now self-existent ideas, but they are still moving in the oneness of God and man. Gives that wonderful sense of coexistence. Then, the last column, can you see it? Last column of understanding, quite an interesting one. She develops now what is understanding. Here she brings out as the word that we get that understanding of science step by step. In the measure as we advance, we are enlightened and so on. What gives a wonderful sense of that in proportion as to our purity, we are perfect. Always that step and step sense at the beginning of the way of our understanding. As the Christ, she shows then that the Christ is the expression of it, that this understanding becomes demonstration. The demonstration is nothing else but the expression of that understanding. And so shows here that understanding is demonstration. Quite clear. And then the next one is Christianity, which says, well, what is the purpose of Christianity? What was Jesus' signs of Christianity? To destroy sin, sickness, and death. For the first time, then, she speaks in the whole platform that this understanding, which has demonstrative power, is destroying the opposite of Christianity, sin, sickness, and death. So that finally, at the end, she speaks about the full understanding, really, of the reality of good and the unreality of evil. Period. Can you see a wonderful diagonal going through it? Going out from the statement right at the beginning, what is the nature of God, depicting the Creator in its fullness, and developing until at the end comes to the point that this is showing the allness of good and the nothingness of evil. Doesn't make that happy? To see, it always makes me happy to feel that there are millions of people, and have been millions of people over 100 years nearly, reading these statements and not knowing what they read. Well, they understand naturally each sentence per se, but that's atomistic thinking. They are truths, but it is not science. We have only science when we see how each one links it to the other one. When everything is coordinated, related, science is knowledge reduced to laws and embodied in a system. That's what it is done here. And naturally, in the measure as we begin to see that, we begin to think in categories and no more in single sentences. Therefore, I don't know by heart, practically, I guess, none of any of the sentences in the platform. I think I couldn't cite a single sentence by heart what is in the platform. But that doesn't matter. I know the structure. And as I know the structure, I can put it in my own words if I know the structure right. I can see the whole presentation of what Mrs. Eddy has presented as the platform of Christian Science. I can reproduce it, not in her exact words, but in her exact scientific meaning. And that matters. Can you see what I tried to show this morning, that somehow knowing the textbook gets us free from the textbook. Can you see that? And this is not heretical, it's science. All right, then we stop. Now the whole structure of it, this is structural. All right, you have got a little chart. Now we take that little chart where you have those 4 times 4 on it. Yes, by the way, there are two sides. You take that side where the 4 times 4 are on it. And this is from Mr. Dorley and is generally called the matrix. Actually, we called it that way because at his time, that was the only matrix we knew. But naturally, afterwards, as thought developed, we could see that there are many other matrices. But as it is referred to as a matrix, and has always been a great enigma to anybody who looked at it, I want to explain it just a little bit, not very much, because to explain that matrix in full takes too much time. One always can get the meaning of something when one knows the history of it, how it came into being, so to say. And the way it came into being is something like this. We go back to the sense of the definition of God, where we could see that God is defined really through the 4 and 10 plus 7 as incorporeal, divine, supreme, infinite, and then the 7 synonymous terms. And therefore, Mr. Dolly could see that these 7 synonymous terms do not stand as such as synonymous terms, but must represent within themselves the 4. Do I express myself clearly? That because God is not only defined as the 7, but also as the 4, he could see that the 7, in some way or other, must include within themselves the 4. So, the 4, as we have seen, is the moving power, which the operative power within being, and therefore, if we have the 7, a synonymous term, I write them on top of one another, mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love, which is the law of creativity, we can ask ourselves, but what makes mind move to spirit? What makes spirit move to soul, and soul to principle, and to life, and to truth, and to love? Can you see? What is the operative power which makes mind move from the very point of vision to the final step of completion and fulfillment? There must be an operative power, and we have seen that the operative power is really the 4, because that's the operational category, namely the Word, the Christ, Christianity, and science. So, naturally, one was thinking now, how can we express this operative power? And one could see very easily that mind, spirit, and soul, see, are really the Word because they present the nature of God. They first give the elements of being. So, we could call them the Word, see? Now, the Christ, we have seen, is that which expresses itself. The Christ is that which has the seed within itself, which translates itself. Well, that which translates itself is soul, principle, life. Namely, we have seen in the third day, for the first time, we have the seed within itself. The soul is the reproducing power, the reappearing power, the seed within itself. So what it does, it reproduces itself until it comes to life. And so we have here the Christ. That's the Christ office, the seed within itself, the moving seed within itself.